Welcome to Strong Tower Radio's School Visits. I'm your host, Tom Majeure, and I am in Troy, Michigan at the Troy Adventist School, and I'm here with Mrs. Denise Moore. Welcome, Mrs. Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
You are the principal and the 5th to 8th grade teacher at Troy Adventist Elementary School. And we're standing in the hall here, and you will hear, this is a real live just before the school year ends. In fact, what is happening tonight, Mrs. Moore?
Tonight is 8th grade graduation and kindergarten graduation. It's a celebration of all they've accomplished over the year, and it's just a celebration of our students tonight. So we're really looking forward to that.
Wow, we've got so much to talk. We have to pack a whole school year into a half an hour. How are we going to do it, Mrs. Moore?
We're just going to pray that God helps us through it.
Amen. In fact, why don't you do that for us?
I sure will. Thank you. Father in heaven, we are just so thankful for all that you do for us. We're thankful that you brought us all together for this moment. Father, through the radio waves, Father, that you have helped us to just know you. And we ask that you help people that are listening to understand the mission here at Troy Adventist Academy and how you have blessed us, Father, and how you're helping us to raise up your kids to love and honor you in all things, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, listeners, this is another of those episodes. We started way up in northern Michigan, and now we're in Troy Adventist Academy. We are in Southeast Michigan, and Mrs. Moore, where is Troy, Michigan for us outstaters?
Well, the nice thing about Troy, Michigan is that we're located really close to the I-75 expressway, which goes from all the way up, all the way into Florida. Yeah, that goes all the way up to Canada and all the way into Florida. And this is just a great place for us to be because we have students that are represented from all sorts of cities. We have people that live in Farmington and Lake Orion and Waterford. We have students that live all around Canton and Troy, of course, and several other places in the area, West Bloomfield.
Well, you're describing now for those in the greater metro area, they will know that, but how far do your students come to come here? The parents value this place and will do what it takes to have their students here. How far do some of your students travel?
I would say that our farthest family is coming about almost an hour every day to get all the way here. They have three children, and they want them to have the best Christian education that they can get. They just have a great relationship with us, and we are just so happy that they're able to come. So they do drive about an hour a day.
Mrs. Moore, would you agree with me
one
that if a person drives almost an hour each way, they must place a very high value as far as time and with money on this institution, this school?
I absolutely agree with you. I've been in that situation as a parent and had made that dedication. And it was because I believed in the school and I believed in that was the best thing for my kids. And I know as parents, that's what we want for them.
You know, Mrs. Moore, that kind of says a lot about the school, but I think it also says a lot about the parents.
Yes, it does. They need dedication and they really want and desire for their kids to know Jesus and to really follow the truth in the Bible. And I think that's why they make it so important to them.
Now you're in, what would this be called, the northern suburbs of the Detroit Metroplex?
Yes, I believe so. We are about 20 minutes from Detroit because the expressway is so close to us. We are right, if you know the area, I know not all the listeners will, but we're right about 75s in Big Beaver and right at Crooks area, Big Beaver and Crooks. So it's really close to the expressway. We also have other expressways that are pretty close as well. So a lot of traffic to get here sometimes, but you know what? The traffic's been pretty good. And like I said, when you have that dedication, you know what's important for your kids, you make that commitment.
Well, tell me about the school. What is the objectives of the school? What are you trying to accomplish with these students? What is the outcomes? You're having graduation tonight. What was your goals for these students and what have they accomplished?
So the goals for our students is really just to bring them to the foot of the cross, just help them to understand Jesus in a tangible way. Now, sometimes that looks like in math class. Jesus he created math. You know, we don't always think about that, but he created everything. And so he created the numbers and the systems and how they work. He created our bodies. So in science, we talk about how God created our bodies. He designed them to be the way that they are. He created the atoms and the way that the animals interact and the way. Now, we also know that sin has entered that equation. So some of that has been degraded because of sin, but the students really get to understand Christ's love for them. And as a teacher, I like to pour my own love into them. Really love on the student as if they were my own child, that they understand that I care for them and that I want the best for them, and building that interpersonal relationship with the kids amongst each other and amongst the staff really helps them understand and care about their learning as they know that we care about them.
We are literally on site. You know, listeners, we used to do these programs in a studio, and we had no sounds of students walking in and out of the hall, but this authenticates our...
This does, because, you know, right now, Tom, it is the very end of the school day, and it is time to have closing prayer with my students. Would you like to join me for that?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that right now. Students... In my classroom, let's please stand up. I've entered the classroom. The students are here finishing some art. I sure hope that they clean up before they go home. But before that, let's stand for prayer.
And students, you are actually virtually praying with the people who will be listening to this program on the radio. So come on around and let's hear your teacher.
Let's come on around. We're gonna come on over. Come on over.
Not every school.
Gabe, did you want to have closing prayer, or do you want me to have closing prayer today?
Someone had
Benji. Yes. We'll let Angel pray today for our closing prayer. Don't forget that we have our graduation tonight, so we want to pray about that, and our music program this coming Saturday, so we want to pray that that goes well, too. All right. Go ahead, Angel.
Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for this day. Thank you that everyone came to school safely today. Please be with their graduation, and please help everything to go smoothly. Please help all of us to get home safely today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to have prayer in school?
It is so wonderful. You guys have a good rest of your day. Don't forget for Sabbath that you're going to wear church clothing and look nice. Tonight is graduation. If you can come, we'd love to see you. Also, you can wear whatever you like, unless you're one of the graduates, which they have already left early. So we'll just see you guys. And you, I need your help for the... So one of our students helps with the sound booth at the church. So that's a huge blessing. And I'm going to give you the thing that you're not going to lose, because we need that video tonight, right?
Now, is this the same student that has a lot of... thinks very highly of the bunny in your classroom?
Yes. So Gabe loves Honey Bunny. We have, so in our classroom, in our 5-8 classroom, we have a pet bunny. She came to us when she was orphaned by another school. Not really. I mean, she wasn't abandoned. She was given over to us. I like to say she's a hand-me-down. She's a used rabbit, but she's a sweetheart. She's super soft. She has that honey color. So that's how she got her name, Honey Bunny. And so she just kind of hops around the classroom. She does have a cage. She's litter trained. So she goes where she needs to.
And litter trained.
Litter
wow.
trained. The thing she's not trained about, Tom, is the fact that she loves to eat paper.
Now, could some of these students tell a story about this?
I think that would be really great if somebody told us a story about that. So would somebody be willing? I know a perfect student that had some experience with Honey Bunny, loving to take things out of their desk.
What is the student's name?
This student's name is Gabe Conway.
Gabriel.
Gabriel. Gabriel, tell us a little bit about what has happened with Honey Bunny in the classroom. Some of the funny things, there's a lot of sweet things, but tell us about what has happened to some. Now, the story about the dog ate my homework is a little different in here, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So before we came here, we actually had a bunny ourselves, and It was pretty sad because we moved here and we couldn't keep our rabbit. So we had to give her away to somebody because she wasn't really doing well. So when we came here, it was actually a surprise and we were actually pretty excited to meet Honey Bunny. One of the funny things that happened when we first met Honey Bunny, she surrounded us a lot. She was like near us because I guess it was nuisance. And then the terrible part came where she started ripping paper out of our desks.
Oh, like what kind of paper? Like stuff that you didn't need or like something important?
My math, science, social studies, the list goes on.
So, oh, wow.
So you're kind of like Thomas Edison when his laboratory burnt down, you said, I can do it better next time.
Yeah, I guess so.
That wasn't your thought, right?
I was actually pretty happy because 99% of the time, she bit off the stuff that I wasn't sure about.
Oh, because I was assuming that stuff was done and you were good with it. So I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt when I was sort of helping you because Honey Bunny did get into your things. Were you feeding your work to Bunny?
Depends.
Oh, no. The truth comes out on air. I sure hope not, Gabe.
So this actually happened to two other students, Joshua Shingano and my sister, Angel. So it happened as usual. We came to school and there was paper, like there was tracks from the door all the way to her cage.
Like a bunny tracks or like a paper trail?
Paper trail.
Oh.
Yep, and then the students finally pulled out their papers at their desks and half of their whole paper was gone. Pretty much.
Yes. I remember trying to grade the rest of the paper. It was very hard. We had to kind of just figure out what was missing and make up the rest in another assignment. So,
well, we're going to go to another classroom and see what they do.
Okay. Sounds good, guys. You guys have a good day, and I'll see you later this evening.
Mrs. Moore, we have a parent standing in your office, and you would like to introduce her.
I would. This is my friend now, Miss Elizabeth Callistus, and we've become friends because her daughter's been here for several years, and she is just such a sweet woman of God that I just love her prayers, covet her prayers for me.
You know, I met some other parents that like you, too. This must be a real family here.
Oh, it is so much family. In fact, I keep telling the kids they're my kids. I share them with their parents, but they're still going to be my kids even after they graduate, even after, you know, they're not here. They will still be my kids, and I will continue to pray for them.
Well, I'm looking forward to your story. Please share it.
Hi. Wow. It's an amazing journey. You're at Troy Adventist Academy Preschool. And like a couple of days back when I was talking to Mrs. Moore, the principal of the school, I said, I really prayed about how to get into a good school for my child. And I was on my knees and the Lord showed me this place, and I was able to come and take a tour. And the very first moment I saw the entire school, the environment, the setup, the scripture verses and the things that was displayed really touched my heart. And I knew this is the place my child needs to grow and grow to be a beautiful woman before she passes out from the school.
How important is that to you as a parent? To have a school like this?
Absolutely important, because with this kind of a generation, you know, to have children to be in a safe environment, to be brought up in a godly manner, to be rooted in the Word of God, to have mentors like Mrs. Moore and all the other teachers to nurture them and bring them up in principles and in the culture of, you know, in a Christ-centered manner. And I think that's so very important in this age and time where, I don't know, children are, you know, taken into different routes in different places and different environments. But I think this is the most safest place to be.
You know, Mrs. Moore, walking through this classroom and meeting some of the parents, she is very representative of the parents and how they feel about this school.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, she's a, like I said, a dear friend. All the parents have just become friends to me. And Elizabeth is such a great, she loves to quote scripture to me when I'm telling her something, and we'll quote scripture with to each other and pray with each other and encourage each other through our day when we see each other. She works at the preschool. So she's not only a parent here at the school, but she also has the blessing of being a parent at the preschool and a teacher at the preschool. So she has the best of this whole place. She loved this place so much, she joined the staff on the other end.
Absolutely.
That's how much she loves it.
And it's a true privilege to share the word of God and inculcate our Christian Christ values with the little children there on the other end. And they are from 4 to 5 years old, and they begin to love Jesus.
You know, this is part of the equation. You have parents, you have teachers, and you have God.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps the child become everything God wants them to be.
Absolutely. It's just like in a marriage, knowing the husband, the wife, and God. And I think for a child, they need to have parents that are supporting them and a school family that's supporting them, and knowing that God is there to support them as well. So I really encourage that support amongst the parents.
Amen. Let's, Mrs. Moore, we've got a whole school in just
a few
minutes.
Yes, we do. Let's continue on. Thank you so much, Miss Elizabeth,
for sharing.
Very welcome.
Pleasure. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mrs. Moore, we're going to have to run down the hall. Which classroom are we going to next?
All right, let's just get it done.
What grade are we in right now?
This is kindergarten through first grade classroom.
It's very friendly. Of course, the primary you've got a guinea pig.
Oh, yes. We have a large cage in the center of the classroom that has a guinea pig. A little less free range than the bunny in my classroom, but definitely teaching the kids about taking care of an animal and the responsibility there. As you can see, it is the end of the school year. In here, so we have lots of artwork already being taken down, but on the wall you also see all the memory verses that they've learned throughout the year.
There's a lot.
Yeah, so they know these. Now Miss Stevens likes to teach them through song, because kids really can gather that God's word when you pair it with music, and they really remember it well. So the kids have learned a lot of scripture verses through song in the K-1 room.
Looks like there's almost 31 verses up there.
Yeah.
Or 28 at least.
I know, she really started to run out of room. And above it, you can see that she's got the timeline for the Bible, which kind of connects all the Bible characters in a organized way to help them understand. And then, of course, underneath, we have an amazing library of all sorts of books that the kids could read. And
I think the most important part is this nice couch here, that kids need that from time to time.
Yes, so she has different things. So when they have their reading time, they have little cushions that they can put on their chairs or on the floor. They have bean bags that they can sit on in a reading spot, or the couch is one of those reading spots. She also has a bunch of stuffed animals. And at one point she had a little mini pool that they could take turns reading in, and it was empty. It was just had some pillows in it. But it was just that fun of like, I get to sit in a special reading spot for the day or the week. And that's what she was trying to accomplish, is just to give them that love of reading. As you can see,
to give a positive association.
Yes, that love of reading. And that's all, a lot of the stuffed animals are book characters.
Really?
Like Boots, and all these other, animals that go with the book characters, some Dr. Seuss characters and other book characters, and then there's some other just beloved stuffed animals kind of thrown in there too.
We'd love to spend a lot of time here, but we've got other classrooms to go see.
We
better hurry. Let's go.
That's right. We better get moving.
We almost got lost in the classroom.
I know.
What classroom are we in over here?
Okay. So this classroom is our second through fourth grade classroom. And as you can see, we have some nice natural lighting coming in. All of our classrooms on the school and preschool side are 30 by 30.
Okay.
So they are a great size.
They're not crammed into a space?
Not crammed in. We've invested recently in all glass whiteboards, dry erase boards that erase. So like as a teacher, I can tell you, it is the most beautiful feeling to erase that board versus the dry. Yes, please.
Yes, I've got to use this.
You got to erase something.
Oh, I got to erase something.
Erase school, we'll rewrite it.
Oh,
we have a countdown to the end of the day going.
Sorry, teacher.
Isn't that a great smooth?
I'm going to put it in all my offices.
I'm telling you, I saw it at Camp Asaba, which I heard you guys just visited virtually. And I saw it there and I was like, I need to have those in our classrooms. We've been investing. We also have large screen TVs that the kids can, you know, watch different programs that are Bible-based, or we sometimes in my classroom, the 5 through 8, we do our social studies where the book is actually read to us as we follow along in our own books. But then there's like videos that are attached to it that they can kind of anchor in and see history and see how things came together. Or we might watch a science experiment or things like that. So we are trying to use that technology.
In a positive,
good
way. Let's go down to the, you have another special thing. You talked about the end of the building. What goes on at the end of the building?
Well we're coming up on Terry Morgan. And Terry Morgan is running away with a treat that she has. I'm teasing. So she has...
Resident historian.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a microphone. So tell us a little bit about your one of your responsibilities, the preschool event. What grades do you touch?
Right now we have children from birth to almost kindergarten.
And how many students do you have?
We have close to 80 children right now.
Wow, you've got more in the preschool than you do into the regular school.
Yeah, we're pretty full. We're at our limit at this point.
And you even have a waiting list for some of them.
We do have a waiting list.
So you are a needed service of this area.
For sure, especially for infants and toddlers. That seems to be really, really needed. We have children who are signed up that aren't born yet.
Waiting in the womb.
Wow. You have some of the greatest history. Tell us some of the highlights of the school in a minute or so about the Troy Adventist.
Sure. I came here the year before this building was built. So I taught actually in the old building for 1 year.
Okay.
Before I came here. So when I came here, this building was brand new and all of the classrooms were full with elementary school. We did not have either a kindergarten or a preschool at that time.
Wow.
So my first classroom had 25 children in fifth and sixth grade.
Wow. Well, that's wonderful. Tell us about your, there's so much going on here at Troy Adventist School. Tell us about your classroom. You said you've got all ages from birth. What is some special stories that you'd like to share from your memory that just bring smiles to your face?
Well, we have always special stories, of course, every day.
Oh, wow.
but some of the fun things that have happened are when we have children, for example, one thing that we really love is when we have children who are older and younger siblings. And so the older sibling has moved through, family has another baby, and the first place they call is us. You know, they had a great experience the first time around, and so they, and we have a lot of children where the families have moved all the way from birth, all the way into the end of pre-K, and then the younger sibling comes along and does the same. So that's pretty special.
So they know they're voting with their feet.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't really advertise very much. Because most people just come through word of mouth.
And in fact, I want to share with you that there are people that come from India that already know about Troy Adventist
That's
Academy.
True.
You're known
preschool.
In around the world.
Around the world. We've had one family register while they were still in India.
Well, just tell them about Strong Tower Radio that's streaming worldwide.
Yes, I can do that.
Well, Terry, I would love to sit here all afternoon, but we got to spend a little time with the pastor before we leave.
We do. We hope to anyway.
Well, Terry, thanks so much. You have something special coming up this weekend. Of course, it'll be broadcast afterwards, but you do it every year. What's happening this weekend?
This weekend?
Our spring program?
We have a spring program, yeah, and then we're participating with that. I thought you were talking about our graduation, which is next week.
Yes, so we have our kindergarten, eighth grade graduation tonight, and their pre-K graduation is next week, so they're looking forward to
there's
that.
There's always something happening at Troy Adventist
Academy. There is always something going on here, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true, and then we have our summer program coming up, because we're open year-round.
Wow,
and
work you harder than...
They do. And we have an amazing program planned for the summer.
What are you going to do real quick?
We're going to do a lot of things that offer the children free choice. We're going to keep them outdoors all morning, every morning, and just try some new things that will encourage development and creativity and cognitive improvement and being ready for school, but in ways that are less traditional.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Terry.
So, Terry, because you have that knowledge of the facilities here, about how much property would you say that we have in the back where the kids can play and
they, our property extends up to the berm where the trees are, the shade trees.
Mm-hmm. And how deep is that?
I can't tell you in feet or
200, 300
yards.
Feet?
Or? Oh, yeah, probably another.
That's one thing I've noticed about each one of the schools that are in Southeast Michigan, that each one of them have a very nice, large space of...
Which is really important because a lot of our families live in apartments or in areas where it's not necessarily safe to play outside. So having that outdoor green space for them to have the blue sky above them and the earth below them and just have that time. And Terry, actually, she's being very modest, but she has a plan. Through the woods we have back on our property, we have a little plan to do like a trail going back there where the kids can discover things in nature and really be one, you know, with God and learn about God through the nature that is around us, which is really important.
We're seriously excited about that.
I am too, actually. She shared it with me today. I had this idea too. We got to do this together. So we're really excited.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to go talk to Pastor now. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you.
I'm here with Pastor Steve Conway, and he's the pastor of the Troy Seventh-day Adventist Church. You're right across your parking lot. Your congregation has invested a lot of their resources initially and ongoing to support that because of the value you place in young people. What I've heard today from my interview, that this is not only serving your congregation, but is a valuable resource. We hear about in that preschool that people are waiting, even in India, even in the womb, are waiting to get into your just waiting to be born to get into your preschool. How does this school bring Christ closer to your congregation, but as much to those who aren't a member of your congregation, maybe have no religion at all? They're looking for a structured environment with morals and such. What does that mean to you?
Well, I think our school and preschool have a wonderful opportunity to be able to demonstrate what the image of God looks like in human beings. Children, of course, as we know, are extremely impressionable. And someone has said that every child that you meet is a divine appointment. So we believe that every child that is over there in that facility is there for a divine reason. We may not be aware of it, but we have a tremendous responsibility to be able to help shape and mold those children. And hopefully those children, after having been in that environment, can take a picture of God back to their homes, back to their families, some of them back to their countries. So it's a tremendous responsibility, but I think we have wonderful people who are up to the task.
Pastor Conway, thank you for putting the bow on this interview. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Moore, would you close? Some of our listeners might actually be in the greater Detroit area, and we hear that they come from all across the city, in, as far as an hour away, just to put their kids in the school. So some of our listeners are wanting to know your contact information of the school, the website, and email.
Wonderful. Okay, so we are at 2777 Crooks Road and Troy, Michigan, and that's 48084. But also our website is taa.education. So taa.education. And my email is dmore@themisda.org.
And Moore is spelled?
M-O-O-R-E.
Very good. So if you happen to be in the greater Detroit area and you want a quality education, this is one of three institutions that you can consider. Well, listeners, this concludes another one of our school visits on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.